ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة.
Muslim family.
Islamic family paradigm.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of the one who has created for us spouses to be calm with. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We offer you our warm welcomes and salutations to today's program of Muslim Family. Our voice is sent to you from the holy city of Qom, the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Call of Islam radio station.
Looking up at the sky, searching for the Most High. He rejected the way of worshipping gods of clay. Prophet Ibrahim knew that Allah was near, and that the heart of a Muslim is sincere. Under the hot burning sun, he declared God is one. Though with stones on his chest, his iman would not rest. The Mu'adhin knew that right will conquer wrong, and the heart of a Muslim must be strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the program Muslim Family you are listening to. I'm Fatemeh Shamli, the host of this program, and we are with Dr. Abbas Ali Shamli. He holds an MA in Developmental Psychology and a PhD in Culture and Values in Education from McGill University, Canada. He has more than 12 years of experience in counseling issues and is at the moment a staff member of the International Center for Islamic Studies, Jamiatul Mustafa Al-Alamiyya. Dr. Shamli, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to our program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I'm very happy to be the person who could have something for the listeners with regard to spouse selection, your topic.
Thank you. You have been so far. I'm sure that our listeners enjoy listening to our programs and they learn a lot, as I do myself. We invite you, dear listeners, to be with us for another challenging discussion.
It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, if you were listening to our past two programs, you know that the topic basically revolves around marriage and issues related to that. However, for the past two sessions, we've been talking about spouse selection to Dr. Shamli. He talked to us about the importance of your motive. What is your motive in marriage in order that you will be able to choose your spouse in line with that? Second of all, you have to supplicate to Allah. You have to ask Him for what you want. And then we were talking about the elements or the criteria for spouse selection. Dr. Shamli gave us the idea that good morals and good and true religious beliefs or deep religious foundations are crucial to your spouse selection. And then he said that compatibility between the two partners is the most important element in choosing your spouse. Dr. Shamli, go ahead with what you want to start with.
For the spouse selection, there are very careful details, advices. It's not, you know, I believe that it's too much to say criteria. Mm-hmm. When you talk about criteria, it is some standards, yeah, some rulings. Of course, these are advices, Islamic advices, which is reported by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and infallible imams, to come up with, so to speak, wanting and qualified family. Mm-hmm. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, after those two criteria and advices with regard to morality and religiosity, it would be better to be very careful about the family background.
Mm-hmm.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is very important that when you talk about a spouse, okay, be very careful about the family and family background. He said, فَإِنَّ الْعِرْقَ دَسَّاسٌ. Someone who comes from a family, you are putting yourself and your next generation on the same lineage. So it is very important, you know, genetically and based on chromosome transfers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it would be better to be very careful about the family background.
Okay, in what field exactly? What about family background?
Family background, that who is the father, who is the mother, who is the grandpas, grandmas, and the genealogy of the person. I don't say that you go and study, you know, the 7th, 8th stages
mm-hmm.
of the genealogy.
Just the direct relations.
Direct people who are living in one single family, okay, they have their own genetic framework. They have their own mental abilities, mental capacities, emotional capacities, practical and behavioral capacities. Okay, family. You know, this person, this guy or this girl, comes from one single family.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is the base? Who are the background? Who are the people behind this spouse?
You gave us a hadith, I think, 2 sessions ago, and you said that the Prophet said not to choose based on 4 criteria, or not to choose from 4 people. And one was lineage. Is that lineage the same as this lineage that we're talking about now?
You know, sometimes you are going to ask from a family which relate to kingdom, which relate to people who are very wealthy at the social level, very high status in the history of that family. Okay? Kings, princes, you know, social status and things like that. Don't go for that, because it's your chance. It may happen or it may not happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But this lineage that I'm talking about now as family background, this is a careful step that we have to go forward mm-hmm. for it. And that is, don't look at the girl herself. She is coming from a family. And you need to know some good information about about that family, cognitively, emotionally, affectively, and behaviorally.
Do you think the same would apply for the boy as well?
Exactly. But not in all aspects. Because, you know, the transformation of the characters and of the criterias that which are mentioned in the narration is not transferred through, you know, the men's side. Okay.
Mm. So you're saying,
for example,
that the mother is more influential in transferring.
Mother is more. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ikhtaru lenutafikum." When you go for your spouse, I mean your wife, you need to choose. You are choosing. You are choosing a container. You are choosing a context. So where are you going to put your next generation?
Mm-hmm.
And Prophet said, فَإِنَّ الْخَالَ أَحَدُ الذَّجِعَيْنِ. The maternal uncle and the maternal aunties are going to be the role model and the samples for your next generation. So look, who are they?
So from this hadith, we know that the family background of the girl is more important than that of the boy. So if you have a good boy in a not so good family, is that still a good case to go for?
Because they have to, from the girl side, they have to be careful themselves.
Yeah, but okay. According to this hadith, you're saying that the girl's family have more influence both genetically and morally on the upbringing of your children.
Okay.
So it would hold more true for the girl's side, according to what
I believe, I don't know, I'm not sure, but I believe that these types of emphasis is because that normally boys and the family of boys go for choice. The process of choosing starts and begins with home, with boys. It's not the case that, you know, the girl side come and choose whatever. If this is the case, yeah, of course,
okay.
It has to be a careful, examination.
Because the audience of our program is generally those who are living in non-Muslim countries, I think this is a logical question to pose, and it applies to the lives of many people. What about converts or reverts? I mean, like, there are people who are Muslims, who have become Muslims, and they're great people, and they're living great lives, but they're coming from family backgrounds which are, first of all, I'm just saying, like, giving the most extreme example, which would hold true for less extreme examples. They have, like, shaky families, shaky foundations of families. Their parents have divorced. They're alcoholics. They don't believe in God. Okay, let's end this part. We're going to go away, and we'll be right back.
Muslim Family, a program from the Call of Islam.
In a poor, meager state, little food on a plate. Mother said she was glad, always sharing what we had. When I asked how can we share what's not enough, she said the heart of a Muslim's filled with love. He said, it's time you should know, you will learn as you grow, that some people around will do what's bad to bring you down. Father said to be a star that's shining bright, for the heart of a Muslim does what's right. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Welcome back. This is Muslim Family. You are listening to. We are talking about the process of spouse selection as a process and not a project in itself. We were talking about compatibility, and the first element that we discussed was a compatibility of family background. Before the break, in the first part of our program, I posed the question that if there's a case which the girl is a convert or a boy is a convert to Islam, since according to the hadith, if it's better to choose from families with good lineage, and make sure you check about the family lineage that they are known to be good people. And then I said, well, what if it's someone who is a convert? Now, can you explain a little bit more about that, please?
I believe that it is very important to think and to consider the context of this narration, or these types of narrations. Okay, this context is Muslim society.
Mm-hmm.
Muslim community.
Yeah, like
Muslim world.
Like what we're living in now.
Like we are living. Even those who live in the West.
Yeah.
In non-Muslim communities as minorities. Mm-hmm. Okay. They have to be careful about the family background.
Yeah.
With which context? Islamic context. When you talk about conversion, this is totally different story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In Islam, for conversion, we have instructions. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam welcomed Salman al-Farsi, who came from Zoroastrians. His family, his background were whom?
Mm-hmm.
Were Zoroastrians. None, rejected by Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And, there were people who were coming from polytheists, from non-believers like Handale. No, there were, people who came from a very wrong family.
Mm-hmm.
But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself intervened to find for them good good girl, good spouses. Why? Because he believed that this person is purely purified, clean, crystal clean. Al-Islamu yajubbu maqam. It's the impact of faith. Cleans you. Shower you with faith. It's a new ocean.
So family background is very important. Very important, but as you said, this is when we're talking about an Islamic community. If we have a case of a convert that we love and we have found a lot of common points between us, then we have to remember that Islam eradicates whatever
on
bad
the condition,
thing that
on
was
the
in
On the condition
your past.
That we hold and we grant. We take for granted the other.
Yeah,
no,
that they have true Islamic foundation beliefs.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else about family background? Otherwise, we can move on to
To the next one. Okay. So, the very first and most important criteria for spouse selection is family background. Be very careful, particularly in terms of girls.
Mm-hmm.
Very careful about the, you know, girl side, because فَإِنَّ الْعِرْقَةَ السَّاسُونَ genetically and based on chromosome transfer, you will have the same characters in your young generation.
Mm-hmm.
Second one, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphatically, in many cases, emphasized that for marriage you need to go see, look, and talk. Don't go into the darkness.
Yeah.
Go and look. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when I'm talking about looking, I'm not talking about faces and hands. Okay? I'm talking about those aspects that which are important for someone to be as your wife.
Mm-hmm.
In some narrations, it is said that be very careful about the type of hair. Is it short? Is it long? Is it full?
Is it wavy? Is it straight? Is it
whatever you are looking?
Mm-hmm.
The body style, tall, short, even the, you know, different organs. Some people prefer tall. Some people prefer short. Some people prefer picnic style. Some people prefer athletic. Some people prefer thin, thick, whatever. These are the conditions. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, go and look for those aspects which are important for you to be an ideal wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So this is this applies more to the girl? Well, because the boy is evident. I mean, like when the boy is not wearing hijab, so you can clearly
you can
see the body
look.
Style and the looks and everything. So for the girl, you're saying that the boy is allowed to look at the girl? Can you clarify this?
Yeah. There are some rulings.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come to this. But it is very important that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, one of my companions wanted to get married, to mm-hmm. choose a spouse. Mughayrat ibn Shu'bah. He came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, I'm just going to get married. What could I do? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idhab fandur ilayha, go and look. فَإِنَّهَا أَحْرَى أَن يُؤْدَمَ بَيْنَكُمَا." Do you know why I'm insisting that you have to go and look? Because if you look, this first examination of the bodily appearance is the base for your compatibility, is the base for your cohesion. This is the base, the very first step for the cohesion that you need. If you don't look, then afterward, you come up with some, you know, disappointances, you know, and things like that. Oh my God, I wish I had this and that. You know, I had these types of dreams, okay? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my insistence for first examination in terms of looking at your next wife, okay?
Your future wife.
Your future wife is a good step for cohesion
mm-hmm.
and compatibility that you need within the family. Okay? And particularly, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you have the right to go and look for all aspects. If not possible, apparently, you ask the case to cover a thin dress, to be seen from behind, okay? And then you look. Ask to walk and just examine. Do you like? And if it is not enough for you, one single looking, ask for the next. You have the right to go for 2-3 times, to be sure, on the condition. You know, Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah ta'ala alayh, in his volume Tahrir al-Wasila, provides jurisprudential rulings for looking. You know, it's not the case that as a Muslim you say, Alhamdulillah, I have the right to have a good look, not 1 time, 2-3 times, and then, you know, I have my own job. So I start looking, different families, different cases. It's not the case. The rulings. If you are going to choose someone as your spouse, you have the right for looking.
And
but on the condition.
Yeah.
There are some conditions. Number one, you don't have the intention of, you know, enjoying.
Mm-hmm. It's with
pleasure.
You're really going to...
For choice.
See if this person... Yeah.
For chance. You go to see if this person is my right choice.
Mm-hmm.
So, the first condition is not for the intention of pleasure and joy. Number two. You think that if you go and you look, you will have more elaboration. You will have more knowledge.
Mm-hmm. You can decide better.
You have a better mentality about the case.
Understanding.
If this is the case. This is number two. Number three. Your case that you are going to look, okay, must be free. Someone are blocked. For example, those who are the wife of others.
Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be engaged or married to anyone.
Or engaged or married. Mm-hmm. Or women who are in idda, period of three months or 4 months. You know, after death or after divorce.
Mm-hmm.
If they are living on those particular period, you are not allowed.
Okay.
Okay, because it's a bit far choice for you. 2, 3, 4 months you have to stay.
If there's nothing else you'd like to add, we have to add.
In terms of compatibility and criteria or advices,
mm-hmm.
you need to have a realistic approach,
view, yes.
not idealistic approach.
Live in this world.
Yeah. Why? Because you won't find your ideal if even you wait for
the
a
only
while.
One with
and second, yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You are not a perfect.
Yes, exactly.
So you shouldn't, you know, look for a perfect.
Yeah.
Always, okay. always put yourself in between. So I'm this and this and this. I have this. I enjoy this, but I like this. I miss this and this. So, you know, compare
very good
to yourself.
Points you mentioned. Thank you very much. Hoping that we will all enjoy living in a Muslim family paradise, we would like to end and bless this program by sending our salams and salawats upon the best role models in couple in marital life, Lady Fatima and Imam Ali alayhi salam, and we ask that the peace and blessings of Allah shower upon you all.
Even if it hurts so much you want to cry, for the heart of a Muslim does not lie. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.